Grace, peace, and mercy to you from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. The theme for this morning's sermon is that the gospel is alive in both the best of times and in the worst of times. One of the most famous quotes in English literature is by Charles Dickens in the classic opening of his work, A Tale of Two Cities. He wrote, "It was the best of times, and it was the worst of times. It was an age of wisdom and an age of foolishness. It was an epoch of belief and an epoch of incredulity. It was a season of light and a season of darkness. It was a spring of hope and it was a winter of despair." As Christians, we understand that there are times in life that we see, we experience, and we realize the many blessings of God. And there are times that we see, experience, and realize the brokenness of sin in this world. I know for many of you here, 36 hours ago, many of you received either a placement or a call. And soon you will see God's people in the best of times, and you will see God's people in some of the hardest of times. And thank God that you will be there, because you will be reminding them of the gospel. And to speak candidly, it is easy and fun to be a vicar or a deaconess or a pastor in the best of times, when those celebrations are happening during weddings and baptisms and confirmations, when you're invited to your members' kindergarten or high school graduations. But also, you will be the first person that your members will call in the hardest of times, when their loved ones have a heart attack, or when your members are told that they have terminal cancer, or even when a loved one dies. And maybe also you started to feel the stress about what life will be like as you move and transition away from seminary to that vicarage placement or deaconess placement or pastoral call. Maybe you've already started feeling the stress about where you're going to go and what it will be like, and should I buy a home or should I not? Is the market the right time to buy a home? And all those decisions that you make all along the way. Is the economy going up? Is it going down? How is inflation going to affect all of these decisions? So how do you navigate the best of times and the worst of times as a vicar or a deaconess or as a pastor? St. John wrote the book of Revelation while he was in exile on the island of Patmos, so John knew exactly what hard times were like. St. John begins the book of Revelation with this greeting, and his greeting is full of gospel comfort. He begins with God's grace and peace, and then he reminds them of the resurrection of Christ, who is ruling over all the kings of this earth. And then he reminds them of Jesus' love that has freed you from your sins by his blood. And then he concludes with the doxology, declaring that the Lord is the Alpha and the Omega, who is and who was and who is to come. And then lastly, he reminds them that it is God who is almighty. So the first thing that we can learn from our epistle lesson is that because of what Jesus did during his earthly life, death, and resurrection, you are no longer God's enemy. God is not against you. Because of God's grace towards you, you now have a peace with God, a spiritual peace, and you have been reconciled to God. Romans chapter 5, verse 10 says, "For while you were enemies, you were reconciled to God by the death of his Son." So in the middle of the hardships of life, in the trials of ministry, you can be confident that God loves you and that you are his child, and that in the midst of the tragedies of this life, you can have a peace that surpasses all understandings, because you have a peace with God through Christ. A second thing that we can learn from our epistle lesson is that St. John reminds his audience of the resurrected Christ, who is ruling over all the kings of this earth. Verse 8 calls Jesus almighty. The kings of this earth, though, they invade other countries, they go to war, they threaten freedom, they take away liberty. The future of the West is being radically changed before our eyes, and it is uncertain. The church in many places is under persecution. But this is something that is not new. John was writing this very book, the book of Revelation, while he was in exile. And although St. John lived under persecution, the Almighty Lord was at work in doing amazing and marvelous things in his life. And your Almighty Lord and all-powerful Lord is at work in your life. And God will be at work in whatever church you are being placed or called into. And God is at work blessing you. A third thing that we can learn from our epistle lesson is that St. John reminds his readers in verse 5 that Jesus' love has freed you from your sins by his blood. The greatest bondage that anybody could ever have, the greatest slavery, is a slavery in bondage to sin. And sin is that bondage that no one can escape from on their own. But freedom from sin, it comes as a work of the Holy Spirit through the preaching of the word. And your work as a pastor or vicar will be to preach the word that literally frees people from spiritual death and the bondage of the devil. And that's why your work is so important. And it is because your work that is so important that the devil will try to trip you up, get you to stumble into all sorts of sins and temptations and discouragements. When you are discouraged by the devil, remember whose you are. When you're discouraged by your own sinful mind, remember whose you are. When you are discouraged by others, remember whose you are. You belong to Christ. You're a child of God. You have been bought with the price. You have been baptized into Christ, and your sins are washed away. No matter how much you have done, God has done so much more on the cross. He has died on the cross for you, and he has called you to be a deaconess or a vicar or a pastor to proclaim that very love of Christ, which is found in his life, death, and resurrection. The fourth thing that we can learn from the gospel or St. John's book of Revelation is found in the eighth verse. St. John concludes this section of scripture with a small, short doxology. He wrote, "I am the Alpha and the Omega, says the Lord God, who is and who was and who is to come, the Almighty." And we understand the Alpha and Omega in light of Isaiah chapter 44, verse 6. It says, "I am the first, I am the last, and besides me there is no other God." The Lord God is the only true God, and that is the Lord in whom you serve. In your time of service as vicars or deaconesses or as a pastor, many will try to pressure you to compromise. And when people or the government try to intimidate you to compromise the law or the gospel, remember to always be more fearful of God than any politician. St. John was in Patmos because he would not compromise on the law or the gospel. St. Paul was imprisoned for preaching the gospel. So from today's epistle lesson, we are reminded of the beauty of the gospel in the midst of both great times, good times, and in the midst of hard times. In times of blessings, we remember the first article of the creed. It says, "All this he does out of fatherly divine goodness and mercy, without any merit or worthiness in me. For all of this, it is my duty to thank and to praise and to serve and obey him." But even in the hard times, when you're dealing with the brokenness of sin, you can still praise God, your almighty and all-loving God. Your God is the Alpha and Omega. Your God is the first and the last. Your God is the beginning and the end. Your God is almighty and all-powerful. And your God has freed you from your sins, and God has freed you to serve and to preach the gospel to others. And daily, your God is forgiving you. And he's blessing you, and he's caring for you. Now may this grace, which surpasses all understanding, may it guard your hearts, may it guard your minds through Jesus Christ, who is this world's only Lord and Savior. Amen.